Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Would you like to see phones banned altogether in the cinema, theatre, or when you go to concerts? Well, moviegoers were asked to use phone pouches this week at the premiere of the Odyssey movie. So now we're wondering if more cinemas should follow suit on this. Adam Smith is a TikToker and moviegoer. You were at this premiere. Oh, we have a real VIP on the show today, Adam. You got the fancy invite.
I did. I was there. Yeah. I go to a lot of those movie premieres that are in Dublin when they're just special screenings or whatever, because I talk about movies a lot on TikTok and Instagram. So they invite me for some reason.
We'll come to the phones in a second. Is the film amazing? I'm hearing such great reports of Odyssey.
Yeah, the movie is like, it's an incredible watch. It is long, so I think the phone pouches were useful in that sense. No one could go on their phone. You really had to lock into like every aspect of the movie, but it is like an incredible watch. I think a lot of people will enjoy it.
So how did this work then at the premiere of Odyssey when you went in? Was the pouch beside your seat, or did you leave your phone outside in a pouch?
No, your pouch is on your seat. It's actually quite normal with a lot of movie premieres in Dublin, and I think it's kind of so people can't take pictures of the screen or take videos secretly of the movie that's happening, because it's not supposed to be out yet, because a lot of the time we're not allowed to talk about the movie for a few more days when we see the screening. So it's for that reason, but then it's also for the reason that you just can't go on your phone to, like, your screen will distract people or whatever.
Yeah, and did everyone do it?
Yeah, everyone does it. No, everyone's too scared to get in trouble because there's security walking up and down the side. So if they see you on your phone, you'll just get asked to leave.
Yeah. So I get now what you're saying. You put your phone in a pouch so you're not filming it, which is illegal to do. But by extension, our byproduct of this is that because the phones are in the pouches, no one is scrolling in a dark movie theatre and no one is texting away, which it makes it better for everyone.
Exactly. There's no distractions for the people who are behind you looking at your screen.
Yeah, so obviously you're a regular movie goer. Do you think this should happen everywhere?
I don't think it would be like very easy to enforce if it was a rule that was going to happen everywhere. I would love to see more strict phone use in the cinema, especially when I go by myself, for example, to the cinema and I'm sitting in the screen where there's now, especially during summer where kids are off school, there's a lot of younger people in the cinema and they're on their phones like quite a lot. Like, I feel so old talking about younger people because in my head I'm still young, but younger generations, when they're in groups. Last time I was in the cinema, there was a group of teenagers like on their phone taking selfies with the front flash on in the screen, which obviously is very annoying for people who are like trying to watch the movie. So I think some better phone rules, I don't know if you'd be able to get rid of using them all together, but I do think that just better etiquette needs to be enforced.
I mean, also, we're talking there 3 hours of a movie and not touching your phone. A lot of people would struggle with that, I think.
Yeah, I struggle with that. I mean, my job is on my phone, so not being on my phone for 3 hours. But at the end of the day, like at the end of the movie, you're kind of thankful for it because you've had no choice but to really see everything that the people who made the movie want you to see. And you're really engaged with the story and the plot and the visuals and the audio because you don't have another choice.
Yes. Okay, well, Dave is with us as well. Afternoon to you, Dave. You host a film review podcast called The Cinemile. Are you in favour of this? Do you see it happening already?
Hi, Shane. Yes, well, yeah, me and my wife, unfortunately, did not get invited to the premiere of The Odyssey.
We didn't either.
So
we're not special.
We're not film critics. We're not influencers. We go to the general punter showings every week for our podcast.
The
Great Unwashed, and let me tell you, yeah, it's a war zone out there, much like Adam said, right? Teenagers are always going to be teenagers, right? Look, they were when I was growing up, everyone, groups of teenagers talking or shifting down the back or whatever they were doing, but they didn't have weapons of mass distraction in their pockets like they do now, and this is the real problem. Just like Adam said, I've seen teenagers take out their phone, film the screen for a few minutes, then flip the camera around, film their reaction, you know, in plain view of everyone, write a fun little caption and then wait for it to be uploaded to TikTok, right? By any standards, that's objectively not good behavior. But whatever, like, teenagers are always going to, you know, their brains aren't fully formed and they're not going to play by the rules. What I'm more concerned about is the social etiquette of adults, right?
Yeah.
I've sat in screens with our kids and I've watched a dad watch an entire soccer match on his phone during a cinema screening. And look, yeah, sometimes you don't want to be there, but, you know, suck it up like the rest of us and just follow the rules.
I know. Well, now, I've given the example before. I was at a Hozier gig, and the guy in front of me at this Hozier gig, it was the one at the Olympia. So it was a nice small crowd. This is a good few years ago. But the man in front of me spent the entire Hozier concert glued to the RTÉ News app, whatever he was at. And then I remember being at Diana Ross before, and the woman in front of me was flat out on the Air Coach website for a bus to Galway. So we're all guilty of it. You know, it's not just the teenagers.
100%. Look, phones are, you know, phones are a problem. They have reduced our attention spans, right? The fact that we can't even sit through, you know, whatever about a 3-hour movie, people can barely sit through a 2-hour movie. I don't think it's a practical solution at all to enforce phone pouches or expect cinemas to stop people going on their phones. Cinemas are already on their knees. They're already cutting costs. There aren't enough staff as is. It's not realistic to expect security to suddenly show up. The real issue is, I would suggest people bring pouches out in your own home. You ever sat in the sofa at home watching a movie with your other half, and they're on the phone, and suddenly they look up and say, "What's happening again?" Like, yeah. Come on. That's an easily enforceable thing.
Okay.
Get our attention spans back.
Your podcast is called Cine... What's your podcast? Cine Mile.
It's the Cinema Mile, yeah. Cinema. We walk home from the movies once a week.
Ah, lovely. Very nice. Okay. Well, Tina's with us as well. Tina Kumarianis. Am I saying that right, Tina? You're the agony aunt for Evoke.ie. Afternoon to you.
Good afternoon to you.
What do you make of this?
I'll tell you, when your researcher rang me, it took me back to when I lived in the Far East. And the cinema would be full, especially at a premiere of a film, full of mobiles taking pirate DVDs. And then you'd buy the DVD and you'd hear papers rustling and chatting in the background and, of course, the shaking. I thought that's what this was all about. But also at the fast ferry terminal in the Philippines, the purser was on either side of the gangplank taking guns into bags to keep safely during the trip. So, I mean, it's been going on out there for a long time. I think it's a good idea if you can actually... I'm surprised they actually let you keep it next to the seat. I thought they'd probably take it from you at the door and give you a ticket that you'd probably lose anyway.
Yeah.
But I think it's a good idea because we're too dependent on phones and you miss out unless you actually experience the film. You know, you look away even for a minute. It's a bit like driving. You look away for a minute and you've lost the plot in a lot of cases.
Okay, so
I would agree with it.
Yeah, you think it's good for cinema etiquette. I was going to ask you, are cinemas not very uncivilized places anyway? Because people are hoofing popcorn into their mouth. They're throwing popcorn around the place. They're crunching on nachos. You've people there trying to chew on Haribo with their false teeth, making all sorts of noises. They're not exactly civilized places anyway.
No, they're not anymore. If you were my age, you'd remember the good old days of the lady coming up the aisle with the little ice cream tray and everybody was terribly... They used to dress up to go to the cinema. But yeah, it's a different ball game altogether. A lot of people don't buy sweets and stuff that has no noise going on with it. So, yeah, it is a completely different ball game. But I do think, you know, people, if you're going to see a film, go and see the film. Don't, you know, ruin it for everybody else. That bright light is very distracting for anyone sitting behind you.
Yeah, but you'll probably get the excuse, I needed to contact the babysitter or whatever. So it's
a
tricky
right.
one. That's a great excuse. Owen Glacken, journalist at the Dublin Inquirer. You're a regular cinema goer. You say bad behaviour is nothing new. I'm saying cinemas are already very uncivilised places anyway.
Well, to be honest, I am a regular cinema goer, but I have two young kids. So most of my cinema trips these days are to see Disney films and Pixar films and so on. I was only at Minions and Monsters on Monday and it was brilliant, really enjoyed it. It was just touched on there. If you're at a kid's film, you're going to have to accept a certain amount of mischief in the theatre more than you would, you know, on a Friday night, I suppose.
Mischief
dads are the worst, though.
I was going to say, phone, is know? That mischief by the kids or the parents? Because Claire Byrne was telling me earlier that she goes to the cinema with her kids to kind of kids' films, and a lot of the parents are bored because it's a cartoon or whatever, and the parents spend the whole movie on their phone. So it sounds like the parents are the problem.
Well, that's exactly it. That's what I've seen happening. Yeah, the parents with the phones in the hand. And look, and the phones in the hand, of course, since the dawn of smartphones, whatever it was, 20 years ago now, since we've had these slabs in our pockets, people have been sitting in cinemas looking at them. I was at a film maybe about a year ago now, and there was a guy sitting in front of me in the aisle just in front of me, and the way he was positioned, he was completely unignorable, the way his phone was positioned. And he was on IMDb. He was scrolling, reading about the film that we were watching on IMDb. Now, that's really easy to do at home. You know, you're sitting there and you go, who was your man? What's he in again? And you look up, oh yeah, you go on Wikipedia or IMDb. Oh, he was in Rambo. Forgot about that, whatever. But to be sitting in the cinema and scrolling IMDb, I thought was quite funny, but whatever gets you through.
Absolutely, yeah. Maybe just enjoy the film and make up your own mind on it. So what's your ultimate feeling on this? Should all cinemas and theatres have pouches as standard that people put in when they go to watch a movie or a show?
So, I mean, on paper, I think, yeah, that sounds great. I have to just stamp the problem out. That sorts it out. But you have to consider as well, look, some people, they need to be contactable in emergencies. They could be a carer, they could have a young kid at home, whatever somebody's version of an emergency is. So they need to be able to see, okay, that I'm after getting that type of message, I need to step outside. So to kind of take that away from people is going to be another thing to pull people off. And in this conversation, and I spoke to Sean Moncrief not long ago about noise in cinemas, about the actual noise coming out of the screen and how that can be putting people off. So anything that puts people off going to the cinema, we need to be careful of, but we need to obviously address the issues that are there. And I think, yeah, it's just an etiquette thing. It's always been there. How do we stamp it out? I don't know. Are the pouches the answer? Quite possibly, but it's not. It's all a bit nanny state as well. You know, it makes you a bit uncomfortable.
Someone says, I regularly visit a cinema in Galway where there's no phone coverage in any of the screens, so people can't use their phones, but people still talk loudly throughout the films. They walk around the screen, don't clean up after themselves. Basic awareness of others has totally gone out the window since COVID. Someone else says they need to just kick people out who scroll through their phone during a film. No refund, no excuses. Maybe they should have a ban. So if you do that, you're banned from the cinema. And wait till you hear this one, Owen. Once I went into an evening movie in the cinema and the place stank of chicken, I was told by staff that a family had brought in a large snack box from the chipper into the cinema.
I've been that person. I brought in McDonald's into a cinema.
You have not?
I have. I've been that awful person. When I was a teenager, I used to do it quite regularly.
Oh my God. But would you not have done it before or after the film rather than during the film, no?
Here to defend my past behaviour. It was absolutely ridiculous to be doing, but it made sense at the time.
I hope they didn't get vinegar, because I can't stand the smell of vinegar. I'd have to run out of the cinema screen. Anyway, Owen, thank you very much. Thank you to all of our contributors for that. A bit of etiquette and a bit of class needed, I suppose, when you go out and about in public.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.